Rose Miller has been running Rosie's Bar and Grill in Pelican for 35 years.
I can't believe they picked me. I don't feel like I'm as qualified as those rich people.
But Kathy Wasserman begs to differ. Wasserman is executive director of the Alaska Municipal League, and she nominated Rosie for the award.
I noticed that on this award, it was always given to, you know, big businesses from larger communities, and the criteria, I was looking at it one day, and it said, you know, you bring economic development to your community, and you volunteer, and, you know, the first thing that popped into my mind, I thought, well, this is Rosie to the nth degree.
Wasserman says Rosie not only volunteers her time, but Rosie's Bar and Grill is the pulse of Pelican.
The entire town goes down to the bar, and Rosie puts on a huge feed. Everybody in town spends the whole holiday together in the bar, and every time a fisherman has gotten in trouble and maybe been removed from his boat for whatever reason or missed his boat, Rosie has always been willing to put that person to work in her bar to work off their flight home.
There's so many people that can't afford to go to the bars, and during the fishing season, I had a big dinner party for all the fishermen that didn't do so good. They lost their gear, or they didn't catch anything, or the fishing game confiscated their fish or whatever.
Besides running the bar and grill, Rosie was on the school board and the police health board. She also volunteered with the fire department and taught Sunday school for a few years. She says while almost all the other businesses in Pelican will close for the winter, or in the case of the grocery store, cut back to 3 days a week, she'll stay open 7 days a week, year-round.
Because people won't have any place to go to for to eat or to have a drink. I try to make all my payments in the summer, and our fuel is $6.76 a gallon now, and it'll be $7 a gallon with tax, so we're chopping a lot of wood right now for the fireplace.
Wasserman says to have the Businesswoman of the Year come from a town with just over 100 people is pretty remarkable. But what's more remarkable is how well Rosie's Bar and Grill is known outside of Pelican and even outside of Alaska.
Whenever I used to say, I'm from Pelican, people would always say, have you heard of Rosie's Bar? You know, like, first of all, like, we haven't. Of course we have. But Rosie's Bar is sort of what makes Pelican stand out. I have been as far as Portland, Oregon, and seen a car on the highway in downtown Portland that had a Rosie's Bar sign on the bumper.
And it's not just the average fisherman or Pelican Boardwalk boogie-goer that frequents Rosie's Bar and Grill. Rosie says she's met a lot of Alaska's politicians when they come through on the campaign trail, and apparently she's made an impression on them as well.
There was a lot of powerful letters that were written for me from Sheffield and Senator Stevens and other people. I didn't know anything about it till after after everybody voted for me, I guess.
Kathy Wasserman says Ted Stevens wrote a letter of support for Rosie's nomination when she first told him that she'd thrown Rosie's name into the ring. Wasserman says she knew that Alaska's congressional delegation all knew and loved Rosie's Bar.
When I would go back to Washington, D.C. to lobby for Pelican, you know, you usually only get about 10 or 15 minutes with the senator or whatever, or Don Young, and I would sit down with them, and they'd spend the whole 15 minutes telling me about the last time they were in Rosie's Bar. So, and then they'd say, oh, your time's up.
Past winners of the Bill Bivens Small Business of the Year Award include the Alaska Brewing Company in Juneau, Allen Marine and Arrowhead Transfer in Sitka, Usabelli Coal Mine in Healy, Alaska Electric Light and Power in Juneau, and the Great Alaska Bowl Company in Fairbanks, to name a few. Wasserman says the award almost always goes to a business in a larger community, and she is thrilled that the state's Chamber of Commerce recognized that someone who does so much in a small town is also worthy of recognition.
When I looked at the criteria, I thought, you know, somebody needs to do something for her. We need to remember that in these small communities where all the odds are against you, some of these people really have to work hard in order to do the same things that a person in, you know, for instance, Anchorage might do.
In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.